Thank you for joining us on Rhema for Today.
Now, right on the other hand, James went on to say, and we'll get into this later on deeper. I'm just making a point right now, see. James said, you ask and receive not. Well, we're familiar with that. Here's one, in other words, we could put it this way, one group or one class, we could say that don't have because they didn't ask. That's the reason they don't have, is because they didn't ask. But then here are others that ask and they don't have it. Why? Because they ask amiss. What do you mean ask amiss? That they might consume it upon their own lust. In other words, it's selfish. That's one way of looking at it, at least, isn't it?
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Ken and Lynette Hagen. This week, we're going to start a different teaching on praying with All Kinds of Prayer, Volume 4, from Kenneth E. Hagen's 4-volume, 16-CD series on prayer. We don't have time to highlight all the CDs on this program, but this month, we're going to listen to one CD out of each of the 4 volumes in this series. This week, the teaching is entitled, Praying with the Help of the Holy Spirit. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I will tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagen with today's message.
Let's begin again by reading 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. Remember, of course, our golden text is praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, Ephesians 6, 18. And then John's Gospel, 15th chapter and the 7th verse, our two main texts. But here, Paul said, writing to Timothy, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And so we're just, he mentions here about prayers. That would include other kind of prayers other than supplication, because he said supplications, and then intercessions, and then giving of thanks. They're all related. Sometimes they work together, so like the fingers on your hand. Amen? They work together, but we separate them to identify them. Amen? Amen. I think it'll help us to understand that. You very seldom just isolate one finger and work with it. Amen? Amen. So you don't isolate some kind of prayer and just work with that. It's according to how the Holy Ghost is leading, where the anointing is. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes they just all go together and work together. Now, we left off here from Romans, the 8th chapter, the 26th and 27th verses. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Now, infirmities, a lot of times people think it means sickness. These, it doesn't. It just means weaknesses or shortcomings. It can refer to those, but it can also apply to just one of our weaknesses. One of our shortcomings is we don't know for what to pray as we ought. Amen. Amen. Yes. For we know not what to pray for as we ought. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Did you ever stop thinking about that? That's talking about praying for something. We might put it another way, praying to get something. Not necessarily talking about the prayer of faith here, because you know about that. You know, if you need your house rent, you know, you don't have to say, well, I don't know for what to pray here, because you do know if you got good sense. Amen. Praise God. But this is talking about things that we don't know. Still praying for something, but we don't know. But the Spirit itself, or himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit. Now see, this is the mind of the Holy Spirit, not the mind of the human spirit. Even though it may be manifested through the human spirit. He knoweth the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Holy Ghost always knows what the will of God is. I don't always know, do you?
No.
Amen. Now, we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Now, like I said yesterday, we know because we looked at our scripture here to begin with. We know that we should pray for kings and for all that are in authority, don't we? Because the Bible said so. We know that we should pray for our needs. Because Jesus said, you know, in, what was that, Matthew, about 6th chapter, somewhere along in there, anyway, he said, your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. That's your needs, and you're still supposed to ask him, though. You know that. And anything else you can find scripture for, you know to pray for. But you still may not know as you ought to know. Amen. You see, a lot of times we have to put, not just take some isolated scriptures out and build on them, though we might have one experience sometimes on that. You still don't build a doctrine on it. But generally speaking, you get all the scriptures together on the subject. And when we get all the scriptures together on prayer, and we'll get into some of those things later, when you get all the scriptures together on prayer, what different writers said. Now, like James makes mention of the fact that you have not because you ask not. Well, you can stop right there and preach a sermon that a lot of people don't have because they didn't ask. It seemed like that you're not going to have it unless you do ask. That goes back to the thought that God can do nothing for humanity unless somebody asks him. And then secondly, though, then James, that's not everything James said. That's just part of what he said. So you don't get the full story. He said, you ask and receive not. Well, first, he's talking about two separate different things. One thing is you ask, you don't have because you didn't ask. Now, that's the reason some folks don't have, because they didn't ask. Some folks just have the idea, well, there used to be a song that we sing in the Christian church, Disciples of Christ. I taught a Sunday school class there years ago. And they'd sing a song nearly every Sunday morning. And part of it went like this. Well, the name was I Choose Jesus. And part of it went on to say, whatever I need, I know that he'll send. Well, that sort of leaves it up to him. You don't ask anything. Just whatever I need, I know he'll send. That's unscriptural. He won't send it.
That's right. Amen.
Because you have not because you ask not.
Amen.
See, if you don't ask, you won't have it. That's right. So that's the reason some people don't have it, because they didn't ask. Now, right on the other hand, James went on to say, and we'll get into this later on deeper. I'm just making a point right now, you see. James said, you ask and receive not. Well, we're familiar with that. Here's one, in other words, we could put it this way, one group or one class, we could say they don't have because they didn't ask. That's the reason they don't have, is because they didn't ask. But then here are others that ask and they don't have it. Why? Because they ask amiss. What do you mean ask amiss? That they might consume it upon their own lust. In other words, it's selfish. That's one way of looking at it, at least, isn't it? Amen?
Amen.
It's sort of like this, you know. I was reading after a certain person. I didn't know him personally. I think I met him one time, shook hands with him years ago. He was in the early days of the Pentecost revival. And he's conducting a healing service over here in Arkansas, he said. And he said, I don't know how come it to, you know, just taking them one by one, talking to them, knowing them with all, laying hands on them. And I asked this young lady, why do you want to receive your healing? She said, so I could play tennis. I believe that's asking amiss, that I may consume it all my own life. We already want to be healed. Now, it's all right to play tennis, but that ought to be a secondary or a third or a fourth thing. We already want to be healed so we can serve God and do more for God.
Amen.
See what I mean? So you can really ask for the right thing, the wrong motive, and still not get it. Well, needless to say, she didn't get healed. You understand what we're saying now? So really, there are a lot of fine points here, you know. Can't just take a blanket thing and put over the whole thing and say, well, that's it. No, we interpret Scripture in the light of the Scripture. Now another thing is, Peter, what did Peter say? Later on, I want to get into what each one of these said about prayer and discuss it in detail. But Peter, you remember, talking about husbands and wives can hinder one another's praying. He mentioned about husbands dwell with them. you know, considering your wife, you know, and so on, and that your prayers be not hindered. That's something to think about, didn't you? You remember Peter saying that? Some of you don't. I can tell by the blank look on your face. But why don't we just turn over there and find out? That'll settle the question then, won't it? Now, one or two of you did. Amen. And I know that's not in my notes. How come I to get off on? Maybe the Lord warned me to. I did anyway. Third chapter of 1 Peter.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Ken and Lynette Hagin. Now, let's join Ken and Lynette Hagin.
I've got a great offer for
you. Really, really do.
This is Praying with All Kinds of Prayer.
This has never been offered
prayer
before.
Prayer series, never been offered before. It's 4, volume 1, 2, 3, and 4. There's 4 CDs in each one.
Yes.
That makes a total of 16 CDs. And I believe they said there are...
It's over 18 hours.
Over 18 hours right here about prayer. And so...
This is by your dad.
My dad. But there's one especially in volume 3. There is one called Praying for the Nation. Man, that one we all need to get a hold of, because coming up next month is an important...
Coming in November,
in
yes.
In November.
Yes.
Yeah, not next month. November, yeah. Sorry, my fault. Is a vital
Absolutely.
For this nation.
Yes.
All right. Now, normally these are $112, but because I want you to have these, I'm going to offer them for $56.
That's right. That's 50%
off. 50%
off. That is a bargain.
And these are the first time that these ever been offered like this.
Yes.
And actually, it's the first. We just got all of this together. This was all on tape. And we just got all this together.
On CD.
On CD, and but this was on separate tapes.
Yes.
And now we've got it in these series here. The first volume deals with prayer of faith, agreement, and consecration.
Mm-hmm.
The second volume deals with prayer of casting your care on the Lord, worship, and unity.
Yes.
And that's where praying for the nation comes in.
Yeah.
And worship and praise and praying in unity.
Yes.
The fourth volume is prayer dealing with strongholds, the Holy Spirit's help in prayer, and being able to overcome in prayer.
That's right.
So, I mean, hey, just go right now to that computer and order that right now. Just go there and order it, because you'll want to get a hold of these.
Yes.
These are really, really, really good. You know, everybody talks about my dad in faith,
mm-hmm.
but actually his strongest areas was love and prayer.
That's right.
That was his two strongest mm-hmm. areas. If I rated him, I would rate his love walk and then his teaching on love and then prayer and then faith.
That's right.
Because, I would rate him in that order. Hey.
Uh-huh.
Don't delay. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's RHEMA.ORG, rhema.org. Or if you prefer to write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries, our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message on praying with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Ken and Lynette Hagin.